I'm going to call our special session to order today. Kevin, you're going to come and lead us in the invocation of our pledges, correct? Let's all stand together as we listen to our morning prayer and also to as we participate in the pledges.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us come together this morning, and please continue to watch over our community and our leaders as they make the decisions to keep Montgomery County a great place to be. We ask that you watch over the community, and we ask that you bring us some rain this summer. We know that we're going to be dry, but we thank you for continuing to watch over us each and every day. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Our pledges?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Commissioner Metz and Commissioner Raleigh are not with us today, but we do have a quorum that is here today. We are going to move immediately into executive session. If our fire marshal and group would be patient with us, we will be back shortly. But there are some things that we need to discuss. So in this executive session, we will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071. Thank you, and we'll be right back. Thank you all for being patient with us, having consulted with our counsel. Do we have a motion that is on that is going to come on the table? Concerning our associate judges.
So on the 29th day of June 2022, a Board of Judges meeting was convened for the district and the county court of law judges of Montgomery County. At that meeting, all were present except for Judge Robin, I believe. Subsequent to or during their meeting, they took a vote to terminate three individuals. They terminated Bernice Greathouse, they terminated David Bluestein, and they terminated Paul D'Amico. These terminations were a result of an investigation with the county attorney's office that showed that two of the individuals had discrepancies with the amount of compensation payment that they had been receiving from the county. And it looks like it was in excess of thousands of dollars over a period of 14, 18 months, something
many
like that.
Many thousands.
Upwards of 50 apiece, perhaps. So what I'd like to do first is accept the now resignation of Bernice Greathouse. Somehow during the process, she was given the opportunity to resign instead of termination. And then accept the termination of David Bluestein and Paul D'Amico. There are orders that were filed with the district clerk and county clerk last Friday, and I want to let those records be part of our court records as well.
All right.
I move that we accept the resignation and the termination of those two individuals.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any more discussion? There is none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Then the next motion, since we have now terminated them for consideration, and I make a motion to approve the elimination of the vacant associate judge positions under Texas Government Code Chapter 54A. I have a motion. Do I have a second on that?
I'll second.
Well, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. We appreciate it.
And then, Judge, I have one more motion that I would like to move forward with.
Okay.
And that is to have the county attorney's office send a demand letter to Paul D'Amico and David Bluestein to collect all ill-gotten gains on behalf of the taxpayers in Montgomery County. This would include retirement that was overpaid. It'll include any taxes that were paid. We want the exact amount returned to the taxpayers. And should they not follow through with the demand letter, I want to authorize the county attorney's office to file civil suits against these individuals.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
We have a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. Now, let's move on to our next order of business today. Our fire marshal, if you would, Jimmy Williams, if you would come and talk to us about our fire situation here in Montgomery County.
All right. Good morning. Hope everybody had a good 4th of July. The firefighters in the county had a busy 4th of July. Although we did have some fireworks-related incidents, we had a large number of other calls. We had over 1,000 calls for service over the holiday weekend. Unfortunately, some tragedies. We had rescues on the lake. We had a drowning. We had several major motor vehicle accidents.
But it wasn't all fire-related?
No.
Okay, I got you.
That's out of 1,000 calls for service our firefighters made, we had 30 fireworks-related grass fires, all of which appear to be small, mainly because these fires are happening in the evening at night when the humidity. Anybody was out watching fireworks last night, it was really humid. It's hard for those fires to get a good head start. So minor incidents for the most part. The largest couple of fires that we have, I spoke with a district chief in Montgomery. They had about a 7-acre fire off 149. We suspect it may be caused by a lightning strike from the storms that came through a few days ago, and it's lingered. All the others were less than an acre in size, minimal damage. Firefighters quickly put those out. One thing I'd point out is that we look at, there's been a lot of comparisons between now and 2011, and I have some fire chiefs here from our county. We have probably more firefighters on duty every single day than we had in the entire county in 2011. We have dozens of fire stations that are manned, and they're able to respond very quickly. What we were seeing last night, I monitored the calls late into the night. Somebody had called in, fireworks had started a fire, and it was 4 foot by 4 foot, or it was out by the time the firefighters arrived. So now there wasn't a dumpster safe in the county from people putting their spent fireworks in the trash too soon. We had quite a few of those. But those are typical responses we make every July 4th and every New Year's. So nothing really unusual there. So.
And you, now.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. The firework, by us having a burn ban, would that have eliminated the ability of people or these, like the Woodlands, for instance, or the city of Conroe, whoever was putting Margaritaville or whoever put on fireworks last night, they still would have been allowed to do that, correct, with a burn ban? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. If you look at the fire causes that we had, a burn ban wouldn't have affected any of those. We had a grass fire in the Magnolia area Saturday morning. It was caused by a contractor illegally burning land clearing debris on the surface of the ground. So we had one trash fire, which is banned year-round, started a fire in the Montgomery area that burned less than an acre. Those are illegal anyway under our current laws. So if we look at a burn ban right now really only would affect a resident who is cleaning up their yard, picking up a few limbs, or raking their leaves and trying to burn those. So we're going to be restricting that with a burn ban. With that said, not too many people in this heat. I've not driven anywhere in Montgomery County where I look and I see somebody in their yard raking leaves and trying to burn it. It's just too hot. If we were to get a weather change, what we saw in 2011 was a tropical storm came into Louisiana. We got dry winds from the north. That's when we had our major fire. We're not quite that dry yet. We're getting there. But with our heat and humidity and our low winds, we're good unless we were to get a weather event.
And the actual number, was it like 650 or something that we were approaching? Or
we're actually went over 650 this weekend, which is, that's an indicator that we have a higher fire risk. We would expect to see more wildfires. The reason we're not having more wildfires is because it's simply too hot for people that can clean up their yard and burn their debris. They're just not doing it. But if we were to get a little bit of a change in the weather and we had a good weekend and people started burning, we could have that issue as well. We're at that point where we could enact a burn ban out of an abundance of caution. I don't think we're really going to restrict too much activity. Again, people are just not burning as too hot.
Right.
That would be a proactive, really wouldn't have affected anything it's going to have. We're still going to have a few more nights of residual fireworks fires. They can't be sold anymore, but there's still some out there in the hands of folks. And so we're going to have a few more nights of these little nuisance fires until those, and then that's going to be our biggest issue probably going forward. And the stuff that's already illegal, the trash burning, the contractors burning, land clearing debris, those sorts of things.
The little nuisance fires, I mean, they kind of turn into big fires potentially, don't they?
They can under the right conditions. Like I said, right now, we're fortunate. Our humidity last night, everybody was shooting fireworks off, and it was 74%, the humidity level. And so that's why all of our fires that we responded to last night, from 9 o'clock to about midnight, there was 20, 30 calls for service for wildfire. They were all, I mean, literally the size of this lectern, you know, most of them, are even out upon their arrival.
Yeah.
But under the right conditions, they certainly could grow.
Aren't we the only county right here locally that's still not, that we don't have a burn ban?
Right now, Chambers County and Washington County, the Brenham area, and Leon County don't have burn bans. I can tell you that, just speaking for Montgomery County, we're a different area and environment. We have a different fire danger than, for example, Harris County. A lot of people will compare us to Harris County, which is a fair comparison, and maybe the Kingwood area. But when you get South Houston, you get into the coastal prairie. Coastal prairie, you have grass, you have an abundance of dry grass. They have to enact a burn ban quicker because they have so much open land and pasture and prairie lands that can burn very quickly. With our piney woods, we really have to get, one of the things that we look at is the 1,000-hour fuel moistures. And that's a technical term, I know, but it tells us how much our dead debris laying on the surface of our forest, how dry it really is. Because a major wildfire in East Texas is fueled by the logs and debris that are laying on a pine forest floor. So what that's a 1,000-hour fuel. In other words, when it burns, it can literally burn for that length of time. So when those fuel levels get critically low, which happens at the end of a long-term drought, that's when we can have a major fire. That's what we saw in 2011. We went into, at that time, a disaster declaration for the first time ever for that, because we knew we had the potential. And we were in a disaster declaration the whole summer, and we did not have a major fire until we had that tropical event. So, again, we can enact a burn ban. We're probably not going to restrict too much activity that's actually going on right now out of an abundance of caution. We are going to, the negative of that, we will create some additional calls for service for our firefighters. They will be responding. That does place units out of their stations. And, you know, they're strategically placed all over the county to be able to respond quickly. So there is an additional burden there.
So if what we have is we are one of the last counties, first
yes.
of all. Second thing is we're approaching that 650. We're moving over that and going higher. And what are the prospects for future rainfall or increased rain activity? My understanding is they're not. We don't have any pending storms or tropical depressions or anything like that coming through that'll shut all that down.
We were supposed to get 4 to 6 inches last week. So
I was going to say, if I can interrupt.
Yes.
I mean, we're not going to forecast the weather here. I don't think we did a bad job last time. And you know, the irony of you coming in here today and talking about dumpster fires when we just dealt with one at the courthouse is not lost on me. But I think the message is, do you want a burn ban or not?
I think I'll make the motion. We put a burn ban in place. It goes according to our 30 days. We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Well, done deal.
Thank you.
We'll appreciate
we certainly
you guys
will support
so much.
That. And I think it will help a little bit. Hopefully it'll help with, we'll use it as another awareness tool. Hopefully
Absolutely.
Folks will be a little more cautious till we get some rainfall.
All right. We appreciate that so much. Thank you. You know, one thing I did not mention was the possibility of having citizens' comments. Are there any citizens here who would like to make comments on any of the above or anything else? If there are none, I'll take a motion to adjourn. We have a motion, second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Appreciate you coming out.